Blackstone Audio presents The Last Supper by Charles McCarry. To Rod MacLeish. Prologue. Molly. In his dream, Paul Christopher, 13 years old, wore a thick woolen sweater with three bone buttons on the left shoulder. His father's yawl, Mohican, was sailing before the wind, her port rail awash in the swelling waters of the Baltic Sea. The weak northern sun was just rising astern, behind the mist that hid the coast of Germany. Not the mainland, but the island of Rügen, whose white chalk cliffs rise 400 feet above the sea. Aboard the yawl, the man the Christophers called the Dandy scampered, quick as a rat, down the ladder into the cabin. Paul's mother was alarmed. "Our guest is hiding in the picnic basket," she said. "Shh! Every time a secret is told, an angel falls." Paul went below and opened the wicker picnic basket. The Dandy crouched inside among the fitted plates and food boxes and thermos bottles. He was striking their guest on the kidneys with a rubber baton and forcing him to eat the buttons from Paul's sweater. The Dandy wore a Gestapo badge. The guest...